Remember, we said there's two primary relationships, that of a son and that of a wife. We're looking right now at the relationship of the son, Nibachir Yisrael. And we started talking yesterday about the Abboni Divrei Torah. There's four sons. We mentioned that there's five actually. The fifth one didn't come out. And that led us into the Midrash that discusses what percentage of Klal Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim. We saw there was a wide-ranging disparity in the Midrash, whether it was one in five, one in 50, one in 500, one in 5,000. Sorry, one second, I'm talking actually, Mr. Plotia, one second, I'm on the wrong page completely. Oh, there we go, okay, yeah. So, one in 5, one in 50, one in 500, one in 5,000. We dealt with that, that Midrash of Eidu Divrei Elokim Chaim, in the following way. We said there's five different levels. The percentage of each person that came out is dependent on those numbers we mentioned. In other words, the running five is a description of how many chachamim there were. Means what, how many of each of the five groups were there? That's how we learned chat. Well, wasn't it either one in five came out or one in 50 came out? No, of those that came out, one in five were chachamim, one in 50 were, what would it be? Mid and Yishoel, Tamim, and we showed this one second. How did we say that one second? Just I forgot. No, it must be that the one in 5,000 must have been the tzaddikim. Okay, it's the other way around. Sorry, I just got it the wrong way around. One in 5,000 was the tzaddikim, and then as the group got bigger, they got further away from being tzaddikim. Okay. And we also mentioned right at the end that this is also a description of how much people were able to actually go out of Mitzrayim. Not physically, everybody got physically out of Mitzrayim. Everybody physically was more or less in the same space. The amount of detachment from Egyptian culture, Ashkofa, practice, that was different in all the different Jews. Not everybody came out of Mitzrayim detached, totally menutak in the same way. That's how we ended up yesterday. Okay, Samach Dalet. Chilukim Adreges Eilu Nogu L'Shaisim V'Megim Gam L'Doyres. These different categories that we mentioned were relevant then, and they're relevant through the generations, and they're very relevant today. So how do you get into one of these groups? So you choose. He can be the Chochem, you can choose to be the Chochem, the Ben Bechor, that's a searching, looking, examining the secret storehouses of the king. Ben Azreichel Adat, it calls Soida Samcha, the son that merits to know all the secrets of the kingship. He can't choose to be a son or not to choose to be a son. That was already said. Aval Ulam Ben Rosha Chas Fechelile, he can choose to be a Ben Rosha. Kamulel Yisha Ben Bekol Matza Bekol Tnai. He's a Ben, he can't change that. He's not in the Ratzon Hashem, he's still a son. Yachad im Zoh, he said, I'm in the Shoif Tomid, l'natzel es ha'av v'akir v'atzumal shekibaynu v'amok v'avetenu, l'ishtanu v'kodoyz v'ta'atzumos l'gi l'gilu ha'ben ayochit shebesochenu. But our job is to try and reveal through work and developing ourselves to becoming that ben yochit. In other words, you can choose. We're on page Samach Dalet, so we can choose in the middle of the paragraph starting Chiluk and Madragas, we can choose which of these five sons we're going to be. But you can't choose whether you're going to be a son or not. You're a son. Now choose what kind of a son you're going to be. Jew does chatayim, stays a Jew. You don't get a from being Jewish just because you're a Baal Aveira. That doesn't work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu died line in Loilam, Kamoshana, the beauty dog from Menedogoth. You're never going to get thrown out. There's not, one or two, we're not going to answer that. Now, there is a way if you want to attack. It's not permanent, but there is a way to attack a certain level of your neshama, but that's not for now. Ach yachad im zoi, sa'adim usubu b'becheros ala heitiv, es maisav, a person using his bechira can improve his deed. L'alo b'dregel midargel l'dargel, you can go up one step at a time. The Sulam Amadragos, that's why it's a marshal, is a ladder. You don't jump over levels, you go one small step at a time. Adliyasa ben Yochid, until you get to the level of what's called a ben Yochid. So what's this dependent on? Well, what determines where I'm going to be? Conscientive lahashis lifnim, believe it. To the extent that you're able to internalize into your mind, it's a hakara. To the amount that you can make real inside of yourself the fact that you are Hashem's only child, that Hashem is your father. To the extent that you live with this understanding at the most simple level, we'll come back to that now. Without any too much and being too clever with it. Because she deals with takif, the tichlot is kol machshavoysof, the will of a meisah, to the extent that this knowledge encapsulates every aspect of your being, your thought, your word, your deeds. Vayisamidu yizke lalek miyom leyom b'sulam mamalis v'yizke lemedrege b'nei oyver shel ha-melech. You go one step up until eventually he reaches that place and his mamash living with the knowledge of the love of being an only child. Now this seems to be, what he's saying seems to be a little contradiction. On the one hand, it's not a simple thing. Everybody knows that. Living with the ongoing hakara of the love that Hashem has for me and knowing it and feeling it, there's nobody that's got it and it's easy and I don't know what we're spending so much time learning this for because everyone knows this. No, it's not poshut. It's a very difficult thing. And yet at the same time, he's telling us that you have to have it in basiya pashtus, basiya tminus. You have to get this down to the most simple, partial thing that you can. Now, there's a very big yesodia, and I don't go into this too much, although it's a yesodia, it's yeshorim. It's a cloud model, is that people don't internalize things that are complicated. When something's very complex and very complicated, you don't internalize it. You can philosophize about it, that's why there are big, big philosophers that stayed behemoths, because they couldn't internalize it, it was too complex. Things have to be made simple in order for you to internalize them. And therefore, people need to think very deeply about simple things. We need to make them simple. It doesn't mean stupid. That means we have to break them down to their most fundamental pieces, and then you can internalize it. If we're going to sit here and philosophize about what it means to be infinite and how can the infinite connect to the finite and get into all the philosophy of this, you'll never get anywhere. I mean, it's an interesting study and it's nowhere you can think about. But if you want to internalize the fact that Hashem loves you and that you're Hashem's only child, to strip away all the complexities and get to the core of what that means, otherwise you'll never internalize it. It means you have to think deeply, very deeply, is boinous, about this thing at its most simple level. That's what he's saying, I think. In a dear zoo, basi ha pashtus, basi ha timis. Loshum hesh boinous vis chachmiris. It doesn't mean you can't think about it. We're not asking you on the contrary. That's the opposite of a missing process, is to just internalize whatever you think it means. Now you have to understand it. You have to think about it long and hard. But you have to strip away the complexities and get to its most simple core. Then you can internalize it. That's the work here. Le'eved yishna magbalot. The Eved, no matter whether he's the most loyal Eved of the king, there's certain limitations that are placed upon him. Mitzim chadarim shalem osu l'kanes. There's certain rooms, chambers in the palace of the king that he's not allowed to go into. He's the little chip that opens up the doors, doesn't open up every door. Eloim chedra agnozik, those are the hidden secret places. Oitzos ha-melech, achasumim b'fonov. Those are the treasure houses of the melech. But I love to the
heaven.
Soidus ha-melucha enim yoidim lo. He doesn't know the secrets of the state, of the kingship. מי מזייס בני יחידה של המלך הוא שותף כביוכל בכל תכניס מדינס. The son, the beloved son, the only son of the king shares anything with him. Kalkalist ubitchinis, the financial aspects of the Medina, the security aspects of the Medina, he's got a role. He sits in all the cabinet meetings. V'chein hu ayachas aleinu, that's Hashem writes to us. It's called Seder Sabria, Tachlisa v'seida navoso, nosa kodesh baruch hu b'edeinu. The entire purpose and the entire structure and system and order and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, you go over to us. Anachmu nimtsoim omoy tomin, we're with him completely. And we determine what the level of love and relationship that we have with him is. It's an ongoing interaction. To the extent that we raise ourselves and we have more endearment and more love to him, so he responds. That's how we increase on a day-to-day basis the love and the care that we have between him and he has with us, and it's infinite. So again, a person has to think very deeply about this. You have to internalize the fact and live with the fact, okay? That, what did we say? That's what we have to get clear. That's the first thing a person needs to understand. If someone asks you, who are you? You tell him, Ani ben Yochid shel Hashem. That's the first thing you need to know. You have to tell yourself. But that has to be internalized at the most simple level that is. What it means, you're the only child of Hashem. Now go sit in a corner for a couple of weeks and meditate on that until it starts seeping in. Okay. So we can leave now, because the Lord has got homework to do for the next 3 months. And then you'll get back in 3 months' time and we'll see how it went, right? Okay. למדנו לעיל שבמטרה להיטיב לנו את טוב הנצחיס ואין סויפיס. Well, we said above that with the goal of providing us with the ultimate eternal good that Hashem wants to give us, infinite, יוצא בו ראוי למערכס מופלא של קשר יחידי בינינו לבינוי. Hashem created this awesome system where we have a relationship with him. Who also is עצמי כביוכל תלו בנו, and he made himself כביוכל, as we mentioned before, dependent on us. The world is dependent on us, stands on us, is completely dependent on what we do, the Tovolara. We mentioned this before. He didn't just make us, he made us similar to him. It's all handed over to our hands. We're completely in control of it. Building worlds, destroying worlds. If you do what we're supposed to do, we bring the world to its ultimate fruition, to its ultimate shleimus. It's not that you destroyed the world. Every good, positive thing which does, and every time, and that's more relevant today, by the way, much more relevant today, to the extent that we turn away from evil, the Sumeira, more than the Oise Toiv, you're heading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiyochol, a wonderful giving, awesome giving. You're giving him the opportunity, so to speak, to give to you. ואמנם כל חפוצה וצ'קלוסה של הקודש ברוך הוא בבריאס העולם הוא להיטיב הוא להיטיב. Because that was the whole purpose of הקודש ברוך הוא created the world. And the purpose of this discussion. I'm not saying it's the whole purpose. We don't know what other חשבונות השם has. We're talking about in the framework that we're dealing with now. That is the whole purpose of the בריאה. במילים אחרים, סינאנו את הקודש ברוך הוא יוכל מוסה את הנגוסה בידינו כדי שנחליט האם Hashem handed over to us the decision whether we are going to enable Hashem or whether we can allow, so to speak, Hashem to fulfill the purpose of the Bria or not. That's when you wake up in the morning, that's the decision you have to make. Am I going to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill the purpose of the Bria or am I not? Now Yahweh is going to bring in the Meiser, he told us over in the Yeshiva many times, he used to love telling the story. The story is ma'od, ma'od, it's an odd story, it's a cute story, but it has depth to it, and if you take the story as a marshal for yourself, and you go forward with this, you'll find it's an enormous, enormous help when you're struggling with mitzvahs and avodas or whatever. This story is a ma'idika Meiser. So he tells a story like this. Somebody told me that he told the story once, and it was a girl. I don't know. The way he brings it down, yeah, we'll learn a story like this. But in order to try and just get a feel for this very delicate subject, the subject is more delicate, it's hard to find the word, to give it over. Try and give this over to somebody. Don't try and give this over to somebody, but if you try and give this over to somebody, it's very, very hard to give it over. You have to really work on this for a long time and internalize and get it clear, and even then it's very hard to give it over. You read it from here, then it's easier to say what he says. That's what I do. So to make this very delicate subject a little bit more real, he'll tell you, he says, yeah, asapeh uv de manina, asapeh moedika maisa. Bezman ishtati, be'echari seminar, shenachu labali tshuva. He used to be very involved in Kiruv, and they used to have these seminars. Today, you organize a seminar, do it for a weekend. In those days, they used to have the Arichin seminars or whatever. It used to be for like a week. You take a bunch of people off to a hotel somewhere for a week and at Shabbos, and you work them through, and a big percentage of them became Balei Tshuva over that week. So on one of the seminars, Balei Shabbos, Lacha Mispar Tzot, on Balei Shabbos, after quite a few droshes and whatever, Himshachti Ledaber in Tzeir Shebitzurusu Hayiselo Shaychus Le'adut. He was talking to a young guy who in his obviously in his past had been a from you. He had come from a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs background. Ulam Zavasakol, what we today, that wonderful statement that nothing, he was off the derech. Fine, whatever that means. But Moisef Lakach Hayinot Tzorot Rabot B'chayev, he had a lot of suffering in his life. Ve'giat Ebyoita Tachtoina Mamash, Mamash hit rock bottom. Yeshavu B'sochachnu Adin Yonai Nune V'mitzvahs, talking about Nune, mitzvahs, Lepet B'emtza Sichoseinu U'mavakash Yisrichosi. In the middle of the conversation, he apologizes and says he wants to go outside for a few minutes. So Shalti Atolaichan Olech B'shakol Mucheres B'layla, where were you going at 3 o'clock in the morning? I don't know what time it was, but it must be very late. Where are you going in the middle of the night? What do you need to do? Azurei Shivli, Ki Ein Lo Yisa'oz V'achutz B'lashen B'fanai B'layl Shabbos. He says, I really don't have the chutzpah to smoke in front of your rabbi on Shabbos. Achu chayv lashan, but he mamashi is chayv to have a cigarette. He has to have a cigarette. Ulo chayin, he wrote to the tzet lashan, but come here, he wants to go to town and have a cigarette, right? Because he can't do it in front of the rabbi. But he has to have one. And then he'll come back in a few minutes and they can carry on the conversation. As that's a big mission for the rabbi. That's not a poshut matzah for a rabbi. Lo yadati ma lasot. What do you do in a situation like that? It chabati mod. מצד אחד, אם אומרים לו שאוסר הוא יענש על כך, אם אתם לא מתאום לך, you know that it's אוסר to smoke on Shabbos, you know you're going to burn, you're going to get punished, you're going to terrible sin, what are you going to do if you smoke on Shabbos? הוא אוכל לבד אותו לגמרי, so you've lost him, he's not coming back. He'll have the cigarette and he ain't coming back, you've lost him completely. שאלו יודע את כל הדברים הללו. These kids, they know what's right and wrong. When you think he forgot, he forgot that it's also, he knows he's not allowed to smoke on Shabbos. He's too embarrassed to even smoke in front of the rabbi. What a moedik amayil. That's quite a madrega. He's too embarrassed to even do the aveir in front of the rabbi. So you tell him it's also, he knows it's also. Or I'm not zoe, so I didn't mash him alav. The fact that he knows it's also and that he's going to whatever, that doesn't stop him. So we're going to tell him. So that's not an avenue to go down. It's actually ech uchal lishtoit, and mecha chil la Shabbos, v'tza ashchina. Also, my notes, he could be marshing the Sabbath, but how do you keep quiet in the face of that Sarah Shchina and the pain and the chuva of a Jew smoking on Shabbos? How do you keep quiet? So what do you do? By the way, if you don't know what to do, keep quiet. that's the answer that comes from this story. Is if you have nothing intelligent to say, then rather just keep quiet. By the way, that applies in all chinuch. That applies to our own children. That applies all across the board. If you have something intelligent to say, then say it. But otherwise, mom should listen to the daily. So I'll say this, it's better to keep quiet. But I'm still giving the kid a Musa Joshua now because that's the quickest way to lose him. But you know, I got all her ears, ain't I? I need to live a whole Shalti Oiso. So in a situation like that, you have to daven for Siyat Dishmaya. You have to ask Hashem, please tell me what to do because I'm going to clue what to do. And then Hashem opens you up and he says like this. So he said the following thing to this kid. נניח לרגע ולא אחר שהקודש ברוך הוא נסגל אליך ומבקש ממך, תן לי בבקה סגריה. הקודש ברוך הוא comes to you and he says, excuse me, but can you please give me a cigarette? האם נתן לו? Would you give him a cigarette? השם אוסיף לו סגריה. או אקטרף, תגיד לי אותו בדמיינה. Which is, by the way, a very powerful, useful tool to use, is to use dinyan. I think Rabbi Shapiro, that was his Erev Shabbos Drosh, his Shabbos Drosh that he gave was about using dinyan correctly. Rabbi Tesla has a whole essay on how to correctly use dinyan, it's there to be used properly. So a Kosh Bochum comes and says, will you please give me a cigarette? So would you give him one or not? So he said, yes, of course, ma. Shem asked him for a cigarette, I wouldn't give him one. So, afilu ma'iti zu ha-sigari achreinu shelcha? Only if you only have one cigarette left in the box. Yeah, and the stores are closed. There's a whatever, what's it called? There's a hezger. We're in lockdown and the stores are closed and you're not going to get cigarettes for at least another 3 days. So would you give Hashem your last cigarette? So he said, yeah. Im ayit yoda shehu tzarich et zeh. There's an intelligent kid, this, by the way. If I knew that Hashem really needed the cigarette, ayit yoda yisimu, vayisim mechadu bekach, and it would be an honor. Hashem's asking me to give him a cigarette, I can give Hashem a cigarette. Wonderful honor. פניתי שוב ואמרתי לו, סרטון ראיתי מנסג לך כס, דע לך, כי בכך שלא תעשן עכשיו, you must know, that we're not smoking now, אתה נושא לא הרבה יסי מסיגר יחס. You're keeping a shit much, much more than one cigarette. אם אתה מסכים לתת לו את זה, you better give him that. This thing that I'm talking about, that you're giving him, that's much bigger than any cigarette, that you said you're prepared to give him. So you're prepared to give him that thing? Will you hesiv li? Im ze nachon? If what you're saying is correct, v'ata retzini, and you're serious, ani mukhan. Yeah, they're not prepared to. Az amarti lo, ki ani mukhan leishov lo sheze nachon. He said to him, listen, I'm prepared to make a shvur that what I'm saying is true. Kach hatchil shmiras ha-shabbos ha-rishon ha-shabbos. He started keeping Shabbos again, v'kol pam shu einu ma'ashen, Gnoisin kibiyochol sigari l'kodesh b'ochol. Whenever he didn't smoke on Shabbos, during the week you can give Hashem your cigarettes. You don't have to use it just for Shabbos. You can stop smoking during the week as well. You're giving a cigarette to l'kodesh b'ochol. Oysa b'ochol yis'al b'meshech ha-shanim b'och Hashem k'yom u'atzma v'achz yedim b'chol. He himself became a very chosh l'fumid, and he himself is now involved in the fire. Okay. So what does all this mean? What does it mean to give Hashem a cigarette? What are we talking about here? So let's try and see how we understand this. And it's important to understand this. I'll tell you why. Because it's something that we can use thousands of times a day. This is the most unbelievable tool in the Melchava against the Yetzer Hara. What we just learned now, and that's why I used to love to tell the story. To tell the story dozens of times, I heard it from him. And it's a very, very important story because the yesod of this story is a kli, is a tool that we will be able to use in all our deals. It's amazing. Watch this. Gam b'olamenu shelanu, our world as well. Lo hayinu chayim b'toich emuna pshuta v'tmima b'divrei chazal. If we would live with a deep imuna, he says imuna pshuta. Pshuta doesn't mean simple, it means simple in terms of what I meant earlier, but a deep v'tmima imuna, in the words of Chazal, hayukallanu habayesalam oibnum nisoynus v'pitu ha-yaitzah. It'd be much easier for us to withstand the seductions of the Yaitzahara. Imayunu ma'amine v'imuna shleima ki anin naislim l'kodosh baruch is kiyum ha-toyr v'mitzah shelan. If we really believe v'imuna shleima that we give a kodosh baruch our kiyum ha-toyr v'mitzahs, he can't get what I'm giving him from anybody else. When I put on tefillin, I'm giving Hashem my tefillin, no one else can give Hashem my tefillin. He's only going to get it from me. He doesn't get it from me, he can never get it. There's going to be a hole in the bria. Then he needs me. If we would live with this, pashtas, our lives would look very, very different, and any sign would be very different. Yes, okay. If I eat ilanu tchushes emes, should the yochel adavot pogay makiv la Hashem isparach kashay neinu noigim tshura haynu misyachsim ba'ol shayne v'nane yoysel kol avoydus Hashem. Those of you who've been here before with me know that I don't know what this means. And I don't like to talk too much about what I don't know. I don't know what it means that Hashem has pain. I don't know what Tzar Hashchina means. Apparently, this is a big sugya, and it's a very powerful sugya, and you can use a sugya. I heard from Rabbi Tessia Solomon, Shalshapi Bezunzan, and before Shlema, that if we were a star for the Shechina, on all Hashem's children that are off the derech, nobody would go off the derech anymore. But what's lacking in kids going off the derech is a Tzar Hashchina. So I don't know what that means. I'm not a pure that means. If there's anybody here that has a deep insight in how to connect and empathize and be in touch with Hashem's Tzar, I'm more than happy to hear what you have to say. But I haven't got there yet. I haven't worked it through. So here it is. You can read it. You can do what you want with it. I'm not sure what that means. The giving aspect, I do understand. The giving aspect, not that I'm giving him anything, but I'm giving him the opportunity to do what he wanted to do, which is to give us, and therefore my being a mitzvah is somehow connecting me to that ultimate purpose of the Bria. Then I have some kind of I don't say a deep understanding, because we mentioned earlier we all can't understand this stuff, but in our language, in our world, in Yoshon B'nai Adam for now, that's not enough. We have to understand what that means as well. But that I somehow can touch in, and then I'm happy to talk about as much as I can. So we start talking about the flip side of it, that not doing the things is causing Tzara Shechina, that Hashem can't fulfill the purpose of the prayer. It's some kind of, because of me, he's in pain and he's suffering, whatever. I haven't been able to relate to that properly, so I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, weiter. Rashi bepirush to the Shir Hashirim masbir shemitzvos after rechel kamoicha kolelis is kol hamitzvos. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. But Rashi in Shir Hashirim says that the mitzvah after rechel kamoicha includes in there all the mitzvos. 613 mitzvos are all included in the after rechel kamoicha. Tiyadu nechlokos hamitzvos neshnei chalokim. The mitzvos can be divided into two categories, by nanam lamakom, and mitzvahs by non lechaverim. The sorry dibros are shnei luchos. We know that the shnei luchos, there's five mitzvahs on the first luach are the mitzvahs by non lemakom. In the second five are by non lechaverim. Shnei luchos nimshalim b'shir hashirim l'tu'u mitzvia. In Shir Hashirim, these two luchos, the five and the five, by non lemakom and lechaverim, are compared to twin. Tzvis, deers, whatever. Tumim haim v'yachdav yaldu kruchim min ha-shamayim. They came down as Siamese twins, joined together from Shamayim. Etzel ha-goyim ein kesher ben shnei ha-tchumim haim. At the goyim, there is no connection between these two tchumim. Yoichel liyo is chosa kol regish dati v'ruchani. And right so, yoichel liyo is bal chesed bonu. Person can have no religious affiliation whatsoever, no kesher to anything, and you can be a guy that's not a chesed out there. But the tochen gam mitzias hafucha. You could be the opposite guy. I'm ishtadel linoi ba pi dato vashkafosa. You can have a guy who's very into his religion and very into all the rules and regulations and his ashkafos and his religion. Vilo yachasel ibnei Adam, yachas mazalzel. His relationships with people are mazalzel. He could be a dictator, he could be terrible, he could be a who knows what he could be. No stereo there. For the Sena Kadesh of the Rishis Nudi, by us it's a little bit different. The Torah demands from us, Yachazu Lemitzes Shemran Lechavere, Kefish Wubut Yachaz Lemitzes Shemran Lamak. Benam Lakam Benam Chavere, they're all the same. There's no, you can't mazalz the one, yeah, but that, no, it's all the same. The way we relate to Benon Lechavere is the way we metechest to Benon Malkam, the Chayn Lefach. Reyecha is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Reyecha Kamoicha Rashi, this says Reyecha is the Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefikach, the Yerushcha b'kiyum HaMitzah Shebenon Malkam, Tzrichi Lierz Ba'isa Rigishut V'Ichpatiyut, Sheta Metechest HaMitzah Shebenon Lechavere. The same sense of empathy and connection that you have with the mitzvah ben lechaverim, you have to have with the mitzvah ben lemakom. Adam itivi mityaches bekavod bekedusha v'roimus liinyan shemayim v'ilu klape anyonim sheben lechaveru u'mefagen rikshut v'ikpatiyot anushit. We relate to the different groups of mitzvahs with two different dynamics. We'll stop with this because this needs a bomb, so we have to get into this. Let's just say what he says, and then tomorrow, there's some kind of other thing happening tomorrow. I also got the email. He managed to bring down breakfast, I believe. There's a breakfast here tomorrow. For those who don't know, we try every Wednesday, every second Wednesday, we have a breakfast in the Shiva, and we have a nice breakfast and bagels and lasagna and cheese, chocolate cake and whatever, and it's very nice. And we all sit around and someone gives a share, and it's a very bushmuck event. Everybody comes together instead of all learning in our own little boxes. So apparently,